kick them in their vaginas and you move on with your life.
Exactly.
Please remember the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Hey guys, this is Raven.
Hi guys, I'm Shrew.
The fuck is up? I'm out.
We're swearing.
We are the first military spouse podcast.
Needing to be around other vets. That was hit me hard when I realized it. I can't help with everything because I don't understand it.
You know, we're always around.
Spouse or vet, we're here.
There's no such thing as a stupid question. This whole life is a learning experience. And
we don't have the resources or we don't know. There's a lot of us that we can find out from.
If you need information or just someone to talk to, you know, we're always around.
We are not another military spouse / unconventional vet spouse.
Say goodbye.
Hi friends, and welcome to your weekly podcast of Not Another Military Spouse, brought to you by Unconventional Vet Spouse.
Wow, I'm talking really fast today.
I need to slow the fuck down.
You're just caffeinated.
We are on, brought to you by DV Radio, WDVR. My name is Owl. I am here today with Shrew.
Hey, bitches.
We are waiting on Raven. She should be here, hopefully momentarily. We have an extraordinary donation from a fan, a dysfunctional veteran fan. So, for this month of recordings of Not Another Military Spouse, it is made possible by Treehugger and his generous donation. Treehugger, I have been seeing him all over the dysfunctional page when they post for our podcast, and then I saw him in our chat for our previous episodes. And I was just like so blown away when Bo told me that he made a donation and to our show. So if you head over to dbradio.net, you can scroll down to the bottom of the page and click the blue donate now button to make either a one-time donation or have your donation reoccurring. And thank you so much to Treehugger for making our show possible and just
it got us right on our cold little black heart.
Literally.
It
I was like
really
wow.
did.
Like
it
fuck.
Was nice. It was nice.
Really, really nice. And for us to only be on show like 4, you know, and to have someone already be like, hell yeah, your guys' show is awesome is crazy.
Awesome.
So big shout out to Treehugger. I'll probably make a post on the main page at some point, but once again, corralling your child or taking a nap or both. I'm not really sure. But yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows? We're
Raven keeps us on our toes.
She really does. She's been very like saucy lately. I'm into it.
She's feisty as fuck right now.
I know. She's also in a very witchy mood with like Halloween and everything, and I'm here for it. Like I'm
oh ready. Yeah.
And I see all her pictures that she posts on her personal Facebook, and I'm like, give it to me now. Like, she's making me want to decorate for Halloween, basically. That's what's happening.
I mean, you could do that now. That'd be fine.
I could. I definitely could. I think I have, like, some Halloween decorations that are still lingering from last year because we moved around the time of Halloween. Mm. So, I'm considering just keeping them year-round from now on.
I would.
Right?
If you haven't put them away by now, I mean, they're basically there forever now.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like Christmas lights. Like, Christmas lights, you can't really keep up all year round. That's kind of not okay.
Yeah. Which is very unfortunate.
That's bullshit. Really would.
You're bullshit.
Nobody asked for your opinion, Chappie. Go. Leave. You're fired.
You're fired.
Again. That's oh, he can't hear me. Oh, well.
Yeah, he left. He literally left the building. Chappie has left the building.
Chappie out.
So anyway, what on this lovely evening are you fucking drinking?
I have a Coke, as always.
You're always drinking a Coke, girl.
I know. I don't know how, because I keep telling myself, oh, I'm going to quit and stop fucking up my teeth. And, you know, here we are. Let's see. Who am I sharing with today? Today I'm sharing with Washington.
Washington, the state?
I don't know if it's the state or the person. Oh, it says peel. I have to peel part of the label. What is it? I guess it's like a QR code? I don't know. I don't care. That's not what I wanted.
You may have won a trip to Washington for all
there you time. Go. I don't want to go to Washington.
You don't want to go to Washington? Oh, it rains there a lot. Chappie and I were talking about Washington the other day, and I was like, why the fuck would I want to go there? Like, I feel no haters if you, like, live in Washington or whatever, but, like, no thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to pass. It gets cold there and snows. I'm not about that life.
No, not at all.
What are you drinking today?
I am drinking some lovely iced tea because I feel like I open this the same way every podcast, that Chappie and I went to a brewery and I had too many beers and now I'm like, fuck my life, because I'm not hungover. It's just beer makes me so like dried out.
It does.
Hydrated.
It does that to me too. It's bad.
Especially Colorado beer. Like, it's the beer here is amazing. Like, the best I've ever had. But you never know what the combination is going to do to you. Like, if you have, like, a couple different kinds in the same night, the pops could, like, completely fuck you. And that's what it did. Chappie was hungover this morning. But we made a pact last week, because we're going home on Saturday, that we wouldn't drink until we got home to New Jersey. Okay. So we're like, let's do a little detox. Like, I want to be a nice cheap date when I go home, because I've been drinking at this high elevation now for like 9 months. So
you got to get ready to go back.
Yeah, like going to sea level is like, fuck, I'm gonna need like a lot of alcohol to get drunk, and like I'm not trying to spend that much money. So we like avoided any bar, any, like, we were so good. And then last night when he was on his way home from work, he texted me and he was like, do you want to go to the brewery tonight? And like, happy hour. I was like, I do. I want to go. I'll go.
Why not?
Yeah. So we like went and we were like, we're going to have just like a beer and just sit and chill. And then we left like with the bartender.
Oh my God.
I mean, granted, they're only open until, like, 10 o'clock, so it wasn't, like, you know, anything crazy, but it was still, like, we left the house at 6 o'clock, and we were intending on getting back by, like, 8 o'clock.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even stay out that late anymore.
I can't either. That's the problem. I'm like, fuck, I am old.
I want my bed. I'm going to go home to my nice bed and my pillow and stay there.
Yes. Yes.
The other day when I took that Benadryl and I went to bed at 8 o'clock, it was the best day of, like, my entire month. Slept for, like, 11 hours. It was glorious.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I saw your fucking meme hunt from your Benadryl haze. I was like, I don't still condone have more. This, but, like, keep it coming.
It was just, I woke up and I forgot I had saved any, and so I'm looking through my pictures, I'm like, where the fuck did this come from? Surprise.
That's amazing. That's like when I take melatonin, like, shit fucks me up, but I love melatonin.
Like, it's the best sleep ever.
It is so good. But I'm one of those people that, like, my melatonin dreams are absolutely crazy.
Are they like fever dreams?
Yeah, they're like,
oh,
they're fucked up. They're like real fucked up. And that's what made me like kind of stop taking melatonin, because I would take it like every single, like, it was getting to the point where I needed it like to sleep.
Oh, but yeah
I think I've had insomnia problems my whole life. I don't really know. I'll ask my mom, if you're listening, let me know. I don't know. I'm still not a full adult yet.
No, none of us are.
But anyway, no. I don't know where this tangent came from, but
surprise.
Whatever. So Shrew, what I already asked you what you're drinking. Fuck. I warned you today I was delusional. I was delusional every day. I know.
It's like something special about recording days where you're just like, whoa.
I'm like, I have to like get in the mode of recording, and I'm just like, it's like warming up for like a good run. You gotta really just like put your mind in the right space.
Yeah.
I'm going to cause some fuckery for an hour and see what happens.
It takes a lot of energy.
It does. I'm like, don't talk to me for like an hour after I record, because, Owl, stay on track here. What is pissing you off this week?
I have a lot of things this week, but I think the biggest one is, so this morning there was this article talking about how Nevada is basically the shittiest state, or close to the shittiest state. And I'm like, well, yeah.
Like, overall, or?
Just kind of in general. Out of all of them, it's one of the worst, because, like, the schools are awful, and just everything here is awful.
Yeah.
And so I posted the article and I was like, oh, shocker. Like, who'd have thought the state with the worst schools where it's too damn hot to go outside and let your kids play or do anything ever that isn't around gambling or drinking. Who would have thought that would be like the worst place to raise a family?
Seriously. Like, I don't know. For those that don't know, and I didn't know when I first met you, but like Nellis is stupid close to like the Las Vegas strip. Like, how long would you say it would take to get there?
It would take me probably 15 minutes with like light traffic. So it's not far at
all. That is wild. Like, I don't know why or on what earth they would put a military installation that close to fucking one of the country's largest
party
tourist attractions. Like, that's ridiculous.
And like, so yeah, it's so dumb. So I posted this article and I'm like, fuck this shit, I hate this place. And one of my friends, who her ex-husband was military, and we were stationed here like together, and then he's a piece of shit, but he's gone now. And she stayed here with her boys because she's from here. And she was like, well, it's not that bad, and it is what you make of it. And I'm like, no, fuck that. I'm allowed to hate the place that I live when I didn't choose to live here. Like, yeah, sure, it was part of the lifestyle when I married my husband, whatever, I get that. But I'm still allowed to hate it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a piece of shit. Like, my kids can't even play outside because it is so fucking hot all the time.
What's like the temperature today?
Let's see.
Weather was true.
Updates. Right now it's only 104.
Oh my god.
Let's see. Later this week, Monday, it's gonna be 107. Oh, Friday it's gonna be 110. Like, fuck this. I can't even put them in the pool. Like, you can coat them in fucking sunblock and put on hats and, you know, God knows what else. And they still get burned within, like, 15 minutes. And there's no grass and there's no trees. And I fucking hate this place. And I'm allowed to hate it. Don't be dicks to your friends. Just let them hate where they're at. I've been here for 7 years. I made the best of it. I'm past it. I'm done.
Yeah, what's you've definitely done
it. How's yours?
What's making me mad this week? Let's think. I'm actually in like a halfway decent mood for once because we're going home. So I'm really excited to see like friends and family. And I know like I've been talking about it like crazy, but I'm really excited for Chappie because he hasn't been home since December 2016. And it was like a week long, like we had gotten engaged. So like we were spending a bunch of time together and like all that kind of stuff. So he didn't really get to see like friends and family too much. But otherwise, the only thing that's making me mad this week is fucking finding a job. Honestly, it's like super frustrating. So I can't really say the name of the company, obviously, but they are like a decently large company.
Yeah.
And I've been applying to work for this company for probably 6 months now. And I sent my application in and they randomly called me out of nowhere and was like, hey, come in for an interview in like 2 days. So I was like, okay. So I went and I interviewed and they seemed to be really into me. And then I sent them a thank you like email. And then I called them a week later and was like, hey, bitches, I'm here. What the fuck is up? Like, hire my ass. And I haven't heard anything back. So I'm just like super annoyed. Because
I would be.
Yeah. It's just like one of those things that, you know, I finally find a job in my field and something that I already basically do day to day, but I would be paid for it.
Which would be glorious.
Yeah.
Apparently that's my word for the day. Sorry, guys.
Glorious. Yeah. Chappie and I have decided. So I picked him up for lunch today and he was like, I think we both were just like very delusional. So the only response he would give me to anything I asked him was, I'm good, thanks. Like, do you want lunch? I'm good, thanks. What'd you do at work? I'm good, thanks.
What the fuck?
And he didn't say it to me, but his other phrase that he was trying to use was, Roger there, big man. Like, anytime someone would call him, that's what he would say. And that's all he would say. Like, he would pick up the phone, Roger, big man. And there would be a phone, Roger, big man.
I'm suddenly, like, really glad he just left.
I know. That's why I waited to tell the story until after he exited the building. So now we're just going back and forth on each other going, I'm good, thanks. Like, I hope Bo just names this podcast. I'm good. Thanks. So, yeah, it's been a week. It's been a week of fucking just getting back to normal and, I don't know, packing. And I think my air conditioning is going, which is, like, super exciting. Because I know I'm going to come back in 2 weeks and everything's going to be 150 degrees, so
I feel your pain. Where are the kitties gonna go?
The kitties are gonna stay here. We have actually our other admin is going to watch them for me.
Nice.
So that works out. We wanted to bring them, but it was just so expensive and they're really not good in, like, transportation situations. Like, we brought them once to meet our friend. And it was the worst decision we ever made in our lives.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was maybe like a mile and a half drive. And they flipped the fuck out the entire drive. Oh. So I was like, the next time you guys go anywhere is when we move wherever and whenever that ends up being.
Yeah. And drug them on the way there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, please don't come for me if I'm saying on air that I'm going to drug my cats. But, like, so,
I mean, they're like my children. Occasionally they have to get drugged. # parent of the year.
Literally. Did you see? I almost saved it, but I thought I was going to get a lot of hate for it. Someone posted like a pharmacy prescription from some year long ago that was like teaspoon of Hennessy, teaspoon of whatever, teaspoon of honey. And it was like from a doctor. And I was like,
wasn't it like a children's cough syrup or something?
Yeah. I, like, passed it very quickly, and I was like, this is, as an adult, I wish someone would give me this as a prescription, because
that'd be glorious.
I'd be going to the doctor all the time.
What? Right? Every day. Oh, I said glorious again. I'm, like, overusing the shit out of it today. Fuck.
You're glorious, true.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. I don't know where that voice came from.
I think we're both losing it.
I need to go the fuck to bed. Oh my god. Anyway, what else is going on?
Fucking nothing. I don't do anything with my life.
Same. I sit with my cats and we dance around. And occasionally I go to the food store and that's pretty much all I do. But yeah. So, Shrew, I don't know if you want to or not. It's completely up to you. Do you want to tell the people about your new and exciting little business venture that you're going on?
Sure. Hopefully I'm going on it. Being an adult is fucking expensive. Mm-hmm. So I bake a lot, mostly just for fun and because I like cake. It's delicious, you guys. The fact that I'm not like 450 pounds is a medical marvel. I should be studied. Because, like, cake is... it's my jam. It's delicious.
It is.
I bake a lot. And so my husband keeps telling me, you need to open a bakery. You need to open a bakery. And I'm like, well, then I have to deal with people. And I really hate people.
Yeah.
Because they suck. But a few weeks ago, a lady on one of our spouse's pages had tried, like, all the bakeries around and they weren't giving her what she wanted. And someone sent her to me. And so I made her this, like, alcohol-infused cake that I posted about on the page. I think it was once or twice.
Yes.
It was really good.
And you got, like, such a good response from that, too. Everyone was like, I'm sorry, what did you put in the fucking frosting? Like,
Alcohol. It's so good. I got a buzz on chocolate frosting. That's life goals.
That is amazing. I feel like I'm gonna need to order a cake from you. And I'm trying to figure out logistically how that would work, because, like,
I would just, like, drive it to you.
Oh, that's perfect.
And it may be demolished cake by the time I get there.
That's fine. I mean, if the worst case scenario, you can just teach me your baking ways.
Boom. It just kind of happens. I don't know. It's weird.
You are like the wizard of baking. I know I say this like every podcast, but it's true because I dabble in the baking, but I'm not anywhere near your level. What was funny was when I first got here, I was really bored and I didn't have a car. So I asked Chappie to go to the food store and get me like stuff to bake cookies. Yeah. So he walked around the food store for like an hour because he couldn't find like, I guess the cookie aisle. I don't know. Like that was what he was looking for. So he asked someone and he brought me one of those bullshit cookie dough roll like tubes.
Oh.
Yeah. No. I mean, I'm like, I could eat this with a spoon, no problem. Like I'm here for it any day. But that's not baking.
And they don't make good cookies either.
They didn't. Everyone was like, ooh, girl, like, these cookies are burnt. Like, you're really not good at baking. I was like, there was no baking. I literally scooped it. And I fucking put it on a pan. And I put it in the oven. Like, I don't know what you want from me, people. And then once I actually made cookies that were, like, the way I wanted to make them, everyone was like, oh, you should do this more often.
You were like, fuck all y'all. No cookies for you.
Yeah, I was like, the cookies are all mine. Actually, someone in our comments gave me like an amazing cookie recipe. I don't know if like you would be into it, but they're like healthier, quote unquote, cookies because you use like Greek yogurt instead of.
Oh, gross!
You don't taste it though. You don't taste it. I swear. I didn't tell Chappie the first time, and he was like, "Oh, this is so good." And then the second time, he was like, "There's yogurt in this. I don't like yogurt." I was like, "Fuck you." But anyway, but in the caramel, it's like their caramel, salted caramel, chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
So you put whiskey in the caramel, and it's, like, amazing.
Alcohol and baking should be a bigger thing.
It really should. Girl, I'm going to have you on Shark Tank before you fucking know it.
Yes.
Like, I don't know if you realize, but...
I'll do it.
I got big plans.
Somebody should. I'm just, like, tooting along in my little... whatever the fuck, I don't know. Yeah, I finally started a business page today. Now, but it sucks because Nevada's cottage laws, like you have to pay and get licensed and like submit labels and shit, and I'm like, I don't use the same recipe every time.
What kind of labels do you have to submit? Like,
you just have to tell them like what ingredients are in it, and they have to get like approved. And she's like, oh, you know, submit as many recipes as you want so you don't have to pay the $64 label review fee again. And I'm like, but I just kind of pull shit out of my ass. Like, I'm gonna make donuts today, why not?
Like, can you just put, like, I use flour and vanilla extract and, like...
I think so.
That's, like, so weird. I mean, how are they going to know?
That's my thing.
You know, like, I would put, like, 4 to 5 recipes down and then the rest of it, like, fuck them.
Yeah. Like, the only reason I would get registered is because we had a spouse here a few years ago who, she just liked to bake bread. She just wanted to make bread for people and everyone was into it because, hello, homemade bread is delicious.
Yeah.
And so she started selling, and then she got in trouble for it because sometimes spouses are assholes.
Yeah, they are.
And she got, like, reported, and so she had to go and get the license and everything. And I'm like, I don't want to deal with that, like, get reported and shit, because there's some petty motherfuckers, and I piss enough people off that somebody would find out and come for me, so.
I feel that. Yeah, someone here was, like, she was all amped on, like, selling something. It was, like, some kind of food product. Oh, and she got reported probably within an hour.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I don't know what the laws are here, but I was like, fuck.
Yeah. Like, I get it. You know, people shouldn't be doing stuff that's against the law or whatever. But sometimes it's just stupid laws. I'm sorry, but it is. I totally understand wanting to have people that are making food, like, registered. But at the same time, they don't do, like, a health inspection here. So what's the point?
Exactly. And, like, I get it. They don't want you to put, like, chemicals or, like, crazy shit in your baking, but, like...
Yeah. If I want to sell some fucking chocolate chip cookies for $1...
Yeah. Exactly. So, are you going to be exclusively online for a while, or are you, like, eventually down the line wanting to open, like, a brick-and-mortar situation?
I don't know, because, like, I like baking, and, like, it's a good hobby. But to do it every day and, like, have to meet certain hours and certain whatevers and this, that, and the other, it just sounds so not fun. But then I would have somebody else to do the dishes for me, which is really a major plus.
That's, like, the worst part of baking, because baking, I feel like, out of anything, produces the most dishes.
It really does.
Or like bowls or whatever.
Like tomorrow, my friend asked me to make cupcakes for her daughter's high school graduation party. And I was like, yeah, sure, whatever, not a problem. But I have to make 3 dozen. And I'm like, that means the cake alone is going to take a shit ton of dishes, plus the frosting for that many cookies in 2 colors. I was like, fuck. Why did I do this?
So is that something you're doing like right after we record this, or are you going to do it all tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to bake them in the morning, probably. Maybe tonight, but probably tomorrow.
Yeah. Also, everyone, please ignore the fucking loud-ass Mustang that went vroom vroom past my house.
Slash his tires.
You're so cool. Fuck, man. I don't know if it's like privates or what, but like there are so many Mustangs in and around my neighborhood. It drives me crazy. What?
Start slashing tires.
Yeah.
Probably note that not. We do not condone illegal activities.
No, I do not condone you slashing tires, but I will also look the other way.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna... I ain't no snitch. That's what I'm trying to say.
Snitches get stitches.
Exactly. On other news, I would also like to announce that I would like zero judgment on this, please, but... Yes. Chappie and I have officially restarted playing Pokemon Go. I wanna be the very best, like no one ever was. To
catch them is my real test. To train them is my cause. Have you really?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems fun, and like it gets you out of the house.
That's what I mean. Like, okay, so when we first started dating, we played it. And we were obsessed, and like New Jersey was obsessed. There was one road in our town that they closed off because there was probably like 200 to 300 people around the clock that was just there doing their Pokemon thing. Gotta catch them all. And I don't really know much about Pokemon. I'm not gonna sit here and be like, "Ooh, so nerdy." Like I just was like, "Ooh, this is a fun game where I can, you know, walk around and hang out." And then we discovered that a lot of bars turned into places where, you know, the game was more fun. So we sit there and drink and play Pokemon. So now, 2 years later, we have restarted the fun. So,
and it's in a new location now because you guys have moved and all that. So I think that'll be good.
Yeah, it's fun. And we like deleted our accounts and started over so we could have a clean slate. But yeah, so I'd like zero judgment on that, please. I'm not posting it because I know everyone's going to be like, "Oh, my 12-year-old playing this Pokemon Go." And I'm going to be like, "Well, you know what? I play Minecraft too. I bet I could be friends with your kid. We could play Pokemon and Minecraft."
I'm talking more like, "We're minors and we know it." Minors and we know it. I know more adults than kids that play Pokemon Go.
Really?
Yeah. Like way more.
Interesting. Well, I'm glad I'm not alone. So I got really loud there. We are about out of time for our first segment. I'm Owl.
That is true.
We are not another military spouse, brought to you by Unconventional Best Spouse on DB Radio, WDVR, and we will be back to annoy you some more. So, yeah.
Woo!
DB Radio. My name is David Libby.
This business, you have to work your ass off for nothing most of the time, and you have to want to do it.
Welcome to Contraband. Our guest is Chris Brother Latham, Jeff Vicente, Johnny Cornwall. He's the band of Sos Run, and I get to cackle on there every now and then. Well, the guy that owns the Chinese food place, his name is Art.
DB Radio. Ever shop online at smile.amazon.com? Why not give back to the DV Farm by making it your charity of choice? No extra fees or hidden costs, and a portion of your purchase goes directly towards the DV Farm, located in Gilsum, New Hampshire, and helping to continue its mission. That's smile.amazon.com, and be sure DV Farm is your charity of choice. For more information about the DV Farm, please go to dvfarm.org. DV Radio is for our fellow brothers and sisters, and it's all free of charge for our listeners, our guests, and even those that have shows right here on DVRadio.net. We do everything in-house, from mixing and recording ads and shows to the website and all that you get from us. We love promoting veteran-owned businesses and highlighting those in the veteran community. So if you would like to continue to hear what we bring to you and have even more in the future with the best quality that we can possibly bring to you, please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button. Any amount is welcome, from $1 to $100 million that your uncle lets you in his trust fund. So please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button right now. Oh, ah.
Radio. You are listening to WDVR only on DDDDDVRadio.net.
You're tuned in to DV Radio, where the shenanigans never end. Now, back to our show.
Alrighty, welcome back to Not Another Military Spouse, a podcast brought to you by Unconventional Vet Spouse here on DV Radio, WDVR.
My name is Owl.
I am here with Shrew.
Hey.
And Raven has joined us.
What's up, guys?
What's going on, Raven?
Not much, but did y'all notice I waved at them, too?
You did.
Totally did.
You did, like, the princess wave, too.
The, like, little gentle. I'm not that graceful. I'm like, what up?
I don't even know why with today's mood. Like, I'm flipping tables and shit, so.
And no one knows this, but we just went on, like, a fucking, probably a 15-minute rant about how stupid they are. So, should have been recording, but.
Probably.
I probably would have gotten in trouble if I did that, but, I mean, who cares? I don't.
Chubby was already fired, so it's fine.
Yeah, he's fired. He's not here. Whatever. This isn't the scandal discussions anymore, bitches. So, Raven, let's catch up.
Yeah.
What's going on this week?
This week,
give me a little summary.
This week has just been kill husband week is what it's been. Like I told you earlier, poor guy will be sitting there and I'm glaring at him like, why the fuck are you existing right now? The poor guy has no idea and he looks at me like deer in the headlights and he's like, what? And I'm like, just fucking go breathe somewhere else. I can't even handle it. Just leave the fucking room. Go back to work. It's 10 o'clock at night. I don't care.
Go to work.
Fucking go somewhere.
Figure something out to do.
Go sleep there. I can't handle you. Poor guy. It's just...
Poor Wrangle.
I know. Like, maybe he should come live with one of you guys for a while.
I'm not taking his ass.
You two would kill each other. Literally, this is the bullshit that we have been through this week. So, you guys, my husband is Italian. Like...
I'm going to make him an offer again with you.
I'm super loud. I talk with my hands. Hey, I'm walking here, Italian.
Okay? Oh, God.
Hey, shut up with the noise!
Hey, shut up with the shut up!
You shut up with the shut up!
Shut up in your face! Now I'm like a dog, I want to shut up!
Why you know shut up?
I make you shut up!
You too, shut up!
Hey, I poke out of my head!
So, he calls the other night on his way home from work and says, what are we having for dinner? I tell him, we're having spaghetti. And he said, but we didn't buy spaghetti. Motherfucker, we have rigatoni, we have rotini, we have penne, we're having spaghetti. Get into a legit, like, not super angry argument about how they're all different pastas, so I can't say spaghetti. He calls my mom, he calls his dad.
Sure enough, an hour later, I get the call.
Ace, what happened over there? I mean, did you know that guy 2 hours with me?
No, I didn't know that, but you know what he did?
To correct me on this, calling his dad was not fair.
That's just rude.
How rude!
First of all, why did he make it into such a big thing, is my question.
Like, if you don't want the pasta, don't eat the fucking pasta.
Like, I'm from a very Italian-based area, and I also dated one for, like, 4 years, and we just called it pasta.
Well, I normally do call it pasta, but the fact that I slipped up and called it spaghetti and wasn't giving him spaghetti was the thing.
Okay, so Mr. Specific over here is going to have a hard time.
Mr. Specific Guido. Yeah. Mr. Specific Guido, we had a legit argument about pasta.
Oh my lord.
That both mom and dad got brought into. Like, we're 36 years old. We're arguing about pasta.
Wow.
Because why the fuck not? Oh
my God. That's married life, people.
Yeah, legit.
Arguing over pasta and the classification of pasta.
They're all flour, egg, water, and salt. Calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
If there's pasta in front of me, I don't care what it is. I'm going to eat it.
I'm probably going to make it for dinner tonight because I'm fucking...
That motherfucker can be Flintstone shaped and it's spaghetti. Just saying.
Is there like Flintstone shaped pasta? Because I'd be down for that.
There probably is.
I'm pretty sure there is.
There's every other shaped pasta. I'm pretty sure you can get like dick shaped pasta.
Ah, I knew you were going to say that.
Also on DV, I'll give them a little plug. You can buy a bag of dicks.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Which I think is very interesting.
It is. Eat a bag of dicks.
Oh, look who it is. It's Chappers.
Chappers?
I don't know. I just felt like announcing your name strangely. Oh, did you get a... is that what I think it is? Okay, so we have our favorite brewery out here. It's called Deuces Wild Brewery, and they have this blood orange beer.
Ooh, that looks really good.
We just got a growler of it, and I'm here for it. I'm excited. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to derail conversation. So, what are we talking about this week? Because apparently, Shrew knows from last week's recording that I don't know how to say words.
Words are hard.
Someone else do it.
This week, we're going to talk about why it's so fucking hard to make friends.
Yes.
Aside from people sucking.
Okay, I was going to disclaimer, people suck.
Yeah, that's and like the biggest them. Reason.
Yeah.
People are fucking idiots.
I like you guys, though.
I love you guys.
Thank God.
Aww.
Why is it so hard to make friends?
Hearted us.
I gave you a little heart. Look at it.
Oh, it's so cute.
For you, bitches.
What?
Miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me.
Chappy, you're fired. You're not even on the show. And he's like, oh, are you recording? Who is this?
Chappy needs to feel relevant. Go kick him.
Yeah.
Girl.
Tell Chappy he needs to apply again.
Are you eating shredded cheese?
And we need like a child.
He's literally eating shredded cheese out of the bag right now. So let's go back to our topic here. Making friends in the military spouse community because fuck that. I only make internet friends. What do we say?
People suck.
Yeah.
So going outside to meet the sucky people sucks.
Going outside in general gives me anxiety.
I have this like nice comfy couch in my house and I have blankets on it and I have a 60-inch TV in front of me. Like, why would I leave that?
Yeah, I'm going to keep it real with you guys. I'm still in my pajamas.
Me too.
Dude, I only got dressed because I had to go out.
Oh, I went out in my pajamas. I picked Jappy.
I had to go out. I still wore this.
Yeah.
It's 105 degrees here, so.
Oh, wow.
Hey, it is here too. Fuck this.
You guys, right? You beat me in temperature. I'm sitting here like, it's 99, but apparently.
You guys don't have the humidity there either. Oh, we're getting off subject. We do this too much.
I know we do. I'm sorry. Well,
okay, so the people, they suck.
People suck.
Another thing is I've noticed, and I know that you guys have noticed it, being a female that is blunt and not afraid to tell you how it is or their opinions and that cusses a lot, we have a hard time making friends with the cute prissy girls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they're like... You don't like my hair? I can't wear this shooting? Well, that beer tastes nasty. God, give me a sex on the beach.
Like tubular?
Well, it's like a totally great day. It's like totally awesome.
Gag me with a spoon.
Valley girl, she's a valley girl. Valley girl, she's a valley girl.
Like, no, thank you. Can't do it.
What kind
the fuck
of
out of here with
have
your-
you met?
A lot! Dude, I try. I try. And they're horrible. I hate them. So, Frank will make friends. And I'm like, whoa, dude's cool. Dude's cool. Like, surely his wife or girlfriend or whatever has to be badass too. No.
No, there can only be one.
There can only be one.
Yeah.
And just so you guys know, in my marriage, that one is me.
Go clearly. Frank argued about pasta.
Same here.
Right? And I mean, So early on in the grand world of UBS, I sent Shrew a picture of my husband's lap. He's holding a wooden spatula in one hand. What was in the other? I think,
a spaghetti thing.
Yeah,
the spaghetti grabber thing. And it was titled something along the lines of how Italians wait for ISIS or something like that.
Yes.
When I advertise this show, that's the picture I'm going to post, just so you know. I'm going to take my time to go dig it up.
Yes. I have it somewhere. If not, I will recreate that motherfucker for you.
You can't recreate it. It can only happen.
I think I still have it. It should be in our chat, actually.
Okay, it should be.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It was awesome, though.
That's amazing. No, so I don't find those women on like, oh. I was kind of talking about this the last show, but, like, I have, and this is the point where, like, the Fort Carson Army Spouse admin have gotten, like, fed up, and they, like, put their foot down, because every other post is like, hey, guys, I have two dogs, and I really like wine, and I like to hike, and I just moved here 3 months ago, so I have a pick for attention, and be my friend. And I'm just like,
hi, I'm Chucky, and I'm your friend to the end. Heidi ho!
No.
Pass.
Yeah. Big old pass.
What is that? So, swipe left? Is that when it's a no?
I don't know. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Swipe. Bitch is gone.
Yeah. Delete.
That's the most important part.
Yeah.
Bitch is gone.
So
that's how our pages are too. They're like, I need a friend. And I'm like, okay, I don't want some desperate ass motherfucker who's out here like, I need friends. Because no.
Yeah. Well, what happened to me actually a couple weeks, no, like a month ago, I bit on one of these posts. I was like, all right, Chappie's going to be gone for like 2 weeks because he was in the field. I'll hang out and like see what's good. So they were like, okay, we're going to go to like this like bar downtown or whatever. And it ended up being, I didn't go, but to put it to you this way, the bar is a line dancing bar that's called Cowboys. Mm-hmm. So that's not really my scene. I don't know if I don't scream like own a pair of cowboy boots to you. What?
You're not a woo girl.
I'm not a woo girl. Oh, God. Oh my God. I could go on a fucking rant about this. Because my previous job, I used to have a manager and he would just come up to me and call me a woo girl all day. And I would be like, fuck yourself. Like, I was just so mad all the time. I don't give off woo girl vibes.
No.
I don't.
No. I typically don't give off the country vibe, but I own a pair of country boots.
I don't judge you if you do. It's just, that was not like the place I wanted to meet people for the first time, you know?
No, because it's weird.
Yeah. So that was my only experience, like not even really an experience. But I do agree with what you're saying, Raven, that there's usually only one in the group that's cool. Like, we have a friend, I won't name names, but he's like the coolest fucking dude. And his girlfriend was not the chillest in the world. Yeah.
Shut up, Chappie.
They're no longer together. So.
Well. Yeah.
But yeah. I don't know. Should I talk about it? Probably not. Probably not. I'll tell you guys later. But yeah, so I feel like for me, I only make friends with either soldiers or if I'm like forced to.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I can't like, even, I still have a hard time even with female soldiers.
Yeah.
I don't get along with females. And I know like every time I tell like, so Frank will bring friends over or I'll meet them. And they're like, oh, you should hang out with my wife. And I just kind of give them the look like, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't really get along with females. I always get, and I know everyone out there, when they hear it, that's what they're saying. Every female says that.
Yeah.
And then they find out why. Because they bring their fucking girlfriend to me, and she wants to act like a prissy bitch, like she's better than everybody. And I call her out on it. And then she gets pissed off and goes to her boyfriend. Oh, Frank's wife is a bitch.
That's sure why. Am.
Yep. Yeah.
That's me. Either that or my face kind of just like curls up and I'm like,
mm-hmm.
What am I doing? Like
you get the Grinch face going. Like, yeah. I can't even do it.
But I would love to see the Grinch face. Jesus.
Right?
It's amazing. Like, so yeah, and this has been like my whole life. This isn't even just like a military thing. Like, I just never got along with
it. It's gotten harder. Mm-hmm. I've always had it too. Like, I could be sitting there happily in my own little head thinking about tacos and people are like, are you okay? Why are you mad? I'm like, I'm just thinking about tacos.
Yeah, it's RBF. It is what it is.
It is.
But now
it's harder because I have literally I've met girls, really strongly like them.
Yeah.
Like girl crush type shit. And then they stop talking to me and I'm like, well, what the fuck? And I'll ask them, well, why don't we talk anymore? And they're like, well, we can't hang out together because your husband's higher ranked than my husband.
Oh, sweet.
Ew. What, bitch? What? Like, that's not my fucking career.
Ew.
Like, I get that it sucks that they can't hang out, but fuck them. They can go find other friends.
Exactly.
I'm not worried about them. They're grown-ass men.
Yeah, no, that happens more often than I'd like to
admit. And so, like, I, on that aspect, like, I just kind of give up, too.
Yeah. So what would make it easier to make friends?
If what people would stop sucking.
Oh, mostly that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a situation that I've been trying to, like, ponder over because I see it so often and... I mean, it's something that I need myself. Like, I realize that I need, like, human interaction that's not on the internet. As much as I love talking to you bitches, like, I could sit here all day with you.
Real life people.
Right?
Yeah, I know. It's, like, something I don't want to have to, like, face, but I know it's...
Well, and I think, like, a big part of it is because we don't go out. And, like, they don't...
Yeah.
I don't know, there's no, like, events or anything. And if there are, it's all the pricey bitches.
I have to be drunk to go to these. Like, the minute I get there and I'm like, need a drink, and I beeline, I'm like, shot, beer, good, okay. I'm going to level out in about 20 minutes, and we'll be good.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm like, I kind of want to try to do meetups, just to see, like, what would happen.
Yeah. You know?
I mean, like, that's the only solution I can think of for now. And, like, not on, like, a spouse page, on, like, a UBS meetup.
Yes.
Yeah. That would be great, actually.
Because I feel like we don't really have those, like, prissy fucking...
No, no way.
On our page. Like, we're all...
Yeah, no, I feel the same way, yeah. I wish when we do, like, the roll call, where are you guys from, and they show us... I'm the only motherfucker in Kansas. Like, all of Kansas is, like, UVS. The fuck
what's a UVS?
Yeah, is that a new disease? I need to watch out.
Oh, God. I mean, like, so, kind of, though.
I can't get rid of you. I mean, once you catch us, you can't get rid of us.
We're back to Chappie's herpes.
Chappie.
The great part is that he can't hear your commentary. You can only hear his, so. Aha, Chappie. Ha ha.
Aha.
Hey, Chappie.
So, like,
I'm good, thanks.
That fast and long.
We really need to start pushing into Kansas. That way I can be like, come see me. I desperately need friends.
Nobody
that
wants
or
to
you
go
need
to Kansas.
Like, get in the car and drive to Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that needs to happen too.
Yeah.
What really needs to happen is this bitch here, True, needs to hop in her car and go all the way to Kansas. And then we go all the way to Colorado.
That would work.
Yeah, I like it.
It work. I had to, like, really think about the geography just now.
That's why, like, I paused for a second, and I was like, would that work?
I got you. It would.
She's like, I already planned it out.
Yeah, I've got you, bitches. Let's do this. Like,
I lined the dates up, so let's
get going. I've got people hanging out. That way, when I'm gone, the daycare is taken care of. We're good.
Perfect. And I don't have any kids here, so y'all can have a kid-free weekend with me. Can have a meetup.
Look at her eyeballs, like, I saw, like, all of them. She was that
crazy
old man from fucking Eight Crazy Nights there for a minute.
Sometimes I wish the video would be, like, part of our...
Oh, I know.
Even though I look a complete ass right now, I think it would just really add to the content that we put out here.
It really would.
Real quality shit we got going on.
And we all, like, talk with our hands. I'll be halfway through saying something, and then I realize, oh, our followers can't see me right now.
Yeah. No shit. When Frank had, when War Eagle had his dad down here, I was like, I'm going to sit down and put a helmet on. Two Italians in a house. It was nothing but fucking hands.
Smacked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Hands, bitch.
It's real bad. So what other kind of solutions? I mean, my question is, like, what did people before social media do? Because if I didn't have internet friends, I probably would go crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
I think, like, before they had more family-oriented shit, and if they didn't, they made it happen.
They had more friends. People, school, like, friends.
Yeah. And also people would, like, talk to their neighbors, which I do. And they're really creepy about it, unintentionally. But it's been working out so far, so.
You know what I found out? Because we had a missing child on post the other day. And then I closed all the gates. And it was interesting to me because, like, a day before I was reading that a lot of spouses on post, they'll make friends, obviously, with their neighbors. And they'll allow the kids, like, they'll take turns of who's going to watch everyone's kids. And they have, like, block parties and, like, all this kind of stuff. I was like, I don't know how much I, like, maybe one family, if I had kids, would I trust to, like, watch over my children? But, like, to have your kid running aimlessly through a neighborhood just sounds like a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah.
We've had a bunch of kids here that have, like, you know, their parents will be asleep, like, in the morning, and it's a reasonable time to still be asleep.
Yeah.
And the kid will just, like, leave the house, and they'll be walking around. And it's crazy.
No. I don't let people watch my kid.
Mm-mm.
I feel like that's how it's going to be. Like, I'm having a hard time with, like, someone watching my cats. And, like,
see?
They're cats. So, I'm going to be a crazy mom. But, yeah, I don't know. That's, like, something I've always, like, thought about is, did you have to force yourself to have human interact? I guess the FRG was more of a thing or, like, on post.
Less of a shitty thing?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, well, back then when it... Yeah, when it was actually the good FRG.
Yeah. Before all the prissy bitches came into town.
All those dependopotamuses. All I want for Christmas is a dependopotamuses.
That's how it goes. Here's the hip-hop-opotamus, the hip-hop-hip-hop.
They call me the hip-hop-opotamus. My lyrics are bottomless.
This year we should definitely record our Christmas song. Remember we wrote that
Yes!
I think we just all got too busy. For those that have no idea what we're talking about, obviously everyone, we wrote out all these lyrics to a Christmas song last year, last Christmas. And we were going to, like, record it and make it this, like, super fun video. And I think Honey Badger was the only one that actually recorded. Although I thoroughly enjoyed her videos.
Honey Badger, we love her.
We fucking,
she's the best.
Love her. All day, every day.
She is. I love it.
I'm meeting her for the first time next weekend. I'm very excited.
Oh my god, are you serious?
Yeah. So she actually was the girlfriend to Chappie's, like, one of his first friends when he came out to Carson. And we would always joke because we would always, like, her and I both, like, flew back and forth obviously a ton, and we always missed each other. Like, we've never met in, like, however many long years.
Oh, wow.
So she's coming to our, like, little reception party next weekend, and I'm, like, very excited. I'll send you guys pictures.
Yes.
But.
Yeah, I definitely want pictures.
Yeah. What else do we have about making friends?
I don't like it.
I don't want to either.
I just find it ironic that everyone wants to make friends, yet no one has friends. I'm not talking you guys. So, I'm talking, like, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone else.
Have you seen that? I've recently just decided, I guess I'm a cat. Have you seen that meme where the cat's in the window talking about how he wants friends and that he needs friends? Mm-hmm. And then the human comes up behind him to pet him and he turns around and claws at him and is like, no, don't touch me.
Oh, yeah.
I relate to that.
Yeah, I do too.
I totally relate to that.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing, like, I'm afraid if I meet someone that I'm just going to be, like, super awkward, and they're going to be like, I don't want to talk to you anymore, because that's the owl you get the first time you meet me.
Yeah.
I'm like, hi.
So, like, we had a lot of good friends for a while, and then, because we've been here for like ever. A lot of our friends PCS'd, and that's fine. And then we were still friends with this one couple, and then like shit hit the fan, and it just got really ugly for a little while, and then it was all cool, and then she just decided to go off the fucking deep end. And so we're not friends anymore. You know, shut that shit down. And so by like cutting her out of my life, that cut out like a whole bunch of other people. And it's like, you know, you find someone you think is your friend, and then they go batshit crazy out of nowhere. And you're right back where you started.
That's sucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's real sucky.
So my issue is, and I don't want to get too serious, so I'm not going to get really into it, is I've had two really, like, they were family to me. And, like, just like, drop me. So I have a really hard time, like, legit trusting people.
Yeah.
That's reasonable.
So.
No, that's very reasonable.
No, I mean, it's totally reasonable, but that's.
It still sucks. You know,
it does. I mean, like, I'm good with it now because it is what it is. And now that I'm out of that friendship, both friendships, and I see them from a different light instead of that protective friend and making the excuses for the behavior.
Yeah.
And I see it now, and I'm just like, ooh, yeah, maybe it's best I'm out of that. You know, yeah. Not that I feel any ill will toward them. I wish them the best in their life and everything. But, like, I see it from the outside, and I'm like, yeah, it's definitely better that I'm out of that. So.
Yeah, it's like being in a toxic relationship. Like, you don't realize that it's a toxic relationship until you're on the other side, and you're like,
how did I put up with that? And, like, I think a big portion of it is, too, there's so many people that aren't okay with themselves.
Yeah.
And they can't be happy on their own, and they want someone else to bring that happiness for them. And it's like, okay, but that's not how that works.
Yeah. No, like, and it's like, that's a lot of mental energy on you to try to
provide that.
Yeah.
Because that seems to be the problem a lot here, is people don't know how to be on their own, and they're not okay with just, like, being by themselves, and they need somebody all the time. It's like, but no.
No, I'm an independent-ass bitch. I can do what I gotta do by myself.
Yeah. You know?
Like, it's nice to have people around, but it's not something that I'm can't live without.
Yeah.
I mean, that should be the first thing that you can check off that you're okay with, because you're married to someone who is gone a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And being in solitude is a big part of the gig, you know? I mean, that just kind of is what it is. But
and I'm on these pages for, like, and a lot of it's the newbies. Like, their boyfriend, their fiance, their husband is just now going to basic.
Yeah.
And I'm in a lot of these groups, and I see these girls, oh, this is so hard, it's awful. And I'm like, yeah, it is. It totally sucks. But also, this is how it's going to be. So, like, start to learn to be happy with yourself now, and it won't be as bad as the transition.
Yeah. Yep. And, like, I feel bad because I make those same kind of comments, and I'm always the bad guy because everyone's like, oh, do you need anything? Blah, blah, blah. It'll get better. And I'm like, this is, they're lying to you. Like, they're giving you, like, the sugar-coated nice answer, which is not.
Yeah.
I slipped up on one the other day, and because I had said, you know, it gets worse after basic. And this girl's like, oh, but how could it possibly get worse after basic? Like, please tell me what could be worse. I mean, like, super dramatic about it. And I go, well, deployment to a combat area kind of comes to mind.
Yeah. It's, you know, a little stressful, whatever.
Yeah. Just a little bit. I was like, oh, your husband's in basic in the middle of Texas on a safe base.
Yep.
Three meals a day. Yep. Like,
yep.
No.
Wait till he's forward and you can't talk to him, but you see news media every fucking where telling you how the insurgents are pushing forward and this and that, and soldiers have died and you've got this. You wait till then, and then you ask, how much worse can it get?
Yeah. Right.
And then you got all the spouses on the pages going, did you see the news? Did you see this? And like running their mouths. When Chappie was gone this last rotation, I had one of his admin, like, I was like, hey, I can't watch the news for the next year. I'm going to need you to tell me if something happens because I don't want to deal with it.
I was the very first thing I was ever told when I started dating somebody in the military. The very first thing I was ever told was stop watching the news.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so, that's like, anytime that shit would be going on, I'd straight up stop watching, and I would wait for Wargle to come to me and be like, so this is what's happening.
Yeah. You know,
because not that he's ever deployed, because the one deployment that his unit went on, he was put on rear D because of me being pregnant and everything. Yeah. No, even with them forward, I wouldn't watch it because...
You never know.
You really don't.
There was two or three years ago, we had two F-16s crash here on base, and the pilot almost died. And that was on base in the States, like...
Yeah.
Like you expect super safe.
Yeah.
Yep. Shit happens.
Yeah, it does. I had a thought and I lost it. It's like the story of my life.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
So, does anybody else have anything to say? We're about out of time here.
People suck.
People suck.
Do what you can to make friends. Be happy with yourself.
You just remember what your old past said, or you got a friend in me.
Yeah, I think that was like the major message here, is kind of just figure out who you are before you hop on a page. And
yeah, people will come to you eventually. You'll make friends, but don't be super desperate, because that just attracts more drama than you need in your life.
Yep. Exactly. And I don't even know why, but the army itself, the soldiers themselves, have a shit ton of drama going on at their workplace, and mm-hmm. then there's even more in this with the spouses.
Oh, yeah.
So just stay the fuck out of that drama. Be you. Be true to yourself. You got something to fucking say, say it, and don't let those bitches bring you down.
Nope.
Kick them in their vaginas and you move on with your life.
Exactly. Moral of the story, mind your fucking lane and
kick bitches on the taco.
Yep. I find your nose and my business hears it. Go away.
Wow. We need to end this gig before we
Prog's gonna be taken in for possible assault because we're crazy.
Bo's gonna listen to this and be like, I don't think I can do this for you guys anymore. Like,
yeah, you guys got to go.
Yeah, this is like too much. Darling, my darling, I
can't give up your love, babe. You bitch is crazy.
We are, though.
I love how today we were talking to him and he didn't even realize we were talking to him.
I didn't even realize we were still on that fucking page. I'm like, what are we still doing here, guys?
I was like, we're a hot
fucking mess.
Welcome to our little world here. You're getting a glimpse in.
We are a tornado, and like parts of us just fly out in random places, and
you can't help it.
You are looking very. I like it right now.
I don't know,
I'm dating right now.
It was like her hair was like framed around her headphones for a second, and I was like, "I'm sorry,
oh, girl.
I didn't know.
Yeah,
how you doing?
I was like, fine. My hair is in like this bun, like eternally for my entire life.
Mine's back here.
Yeah,
mine's gonna be all fucked up in a minute. Don't you worry. More so than it is right now.
All right. So, anyway. You have been listening to a Not Another Military Spouse podcast brought to you by Unconventional Vet Spouse. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, both at Unconventional Vet Spouse, and our Unconventional Underground, which is a little closed group we have to ask questions and have even more fuckery than we have on our main page. My name is Al. This is Shroop.
Hey, bye.
This is Raven. Raven, say words.
Oh, words. Later, homie.
Perfect. All right. Have a good night. DB Radio.